I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia's endorsement described as good omen for MPP. Enforcement bodies for 2012 Political Parties Code of Conduct for Ashanti and Bunuafo regions inaugurated. Government reviews 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy. ECOWAS gives Malian coup leader 72 hours to restore constitutional order or face sanctions. And UK doubles aid to serious opposition groups, says the summary by Ibrahim Kwatin.
A legal practitioner and lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Stephen Frimpong Mansong, has described the endorsement of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia as running mate of the presidential candidate of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, as a good decision. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Frimpong Mansong debunked the assertion that Dr. Bawumia's lack of political experience could affect the fortunes of the MPP in the 2012 election. The Institute of Economic Affairs has inaugurated the 2012 Political Parties Code of Conduct Enforcement Bodies for the Ashanti and Bunuafo regions. The inauguration of the bodies is part of the Institute's commitment to ensure an overall peaceful and successful conduct of the 2012 polls. Government has reviewed the 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy in line with the current National Development Agenda on global environmental concerns. The Principal Planning Officer at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Tadi Ajakun, made this known at the National Youth Conference on Biodiversity. ECOWAS has given the leaders of the Mali coup 72 hours to relinquish power or face sanctions. The proposed measures include closing all land borders and freezing the country's assets. Mali's neighbors have already told the junta to step aside. And the UK is to double its non-military aid worth £500,000 to opponents of President Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria. It will include more training for activists and citizen journalists to help them get their stories out of Syria and possibly secure funds to make the coordination of the protests efficient.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The news in detail. A legal practitioner and a lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Stephen Frimpong Mansong, says the endorsement of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia as the running mate of the presidential candidate of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, is a good omen for the party. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Frimpong Mansong said given Dr. Bawumia's background as an economist, he is better placed to partner Nana Akufo-Addo to get the country out of its current economic difficulties. He debunked the notion that Dr. Bawumia has no experience and therefore has nothing to bring on board in terms of electoral fortunes for the party. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Dr. Bawumia is really relevant in terms of the conditions that we find ourselves in this country. Dr. Bawumia is a technocrat, he's an economist. And in today's politics, the economy is the masterpiece, what everybody is thinking about. You need somebody who can really direct affairs so that the economy will really move to the way that the people really want to move. To get Dr. Bawumia to be the vice president of Akufo-Addo is really relevant because this man is bringing on board all that he has in terms of management of the economy.
Some analysts are saying that he's politically inexperienced.
Oh, I say that the man hasn't got experience. He has really worked in various capacities all over the world. He's recognized everywhere. Everybody knows that he can deliver.
A legal practitioner and lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Stephen Frimpong Mansong, in that interview with Agatha Samoa. still on the endorsement of Dr. Bawumia, an aide to the party's flag bearer, Abu Jinapo, that the delay in the announcement of Dr. Bawumia was due to the broad consultations with Ghanaians, including farmers, market women, and the party's hierarchy. This, he said, was to assist the party to get an obvious choice for the people of Ghana.
The question is not about knowing if it's going to be Bawumia. Nanado is a person who listens a lot. He's a man who consults a lot. And you do know that he embarked on one of the most extensive listening campaigns in our country. And that listening campaign took him across the length and breadth of our country. He spoke to all manner of persons. He spoke to market women, traders, farmers, politicians. He spoke to journalists, party leadership. And he listened to them extensively. And after he listens to all the interest groups across our country, he takes a decisive decision. The bank stops with him, and he takes responsibilities for his decision. That is what happened. It's not about we've known all this while. It's been a broad-based, comprehensive consultation.
Fifi is setting the record straight on infrastructure. Do you agree?
Since Professor Mills came into office 4 years now, he should tell us one thing that Professor Mills initiated and that he's taking it to completion. And he should not come and tell us free school uniform or exercise books or what have you. We're talking about something that can revolutionize the sector of our country. We can mention, for example, the National Health Insurance, which revolutionized the entire healthcare delivery system of our country. They have none to say. There's not a single thing that they can point to, not even a road infrastructure. And they talk about electricity expansion today. Under their government, unprecedented in the history of our country, we have blackouts all over the country, nationwide.
That was Abu Jinapo, an aide to the presidential candidate for the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo. Meanwhile, the Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Fifi Kwete, insists that the NDC will be given a second nod by the people of Ghana due to the prudent management of the economy. He challenged the NPP to come out with statistics of its performance under the 8-year rule of the party and compare it with that of the NDC.
They left behind an unprecedented budget deficit, the highest in the history of our country. They left the economy of Ghana in an intensive care unit that we had to struggle, I mean, for so many months to be able to bring back to recovery report, bring it to the house and finally take it back to work. I mean, they started this country with the biggest arrears in our history, nearly 40 trillion arrears they left behind. I mean, they caused inflation to really run away. I mean, they caused virtually the collapse of the oil recovery, the refinery. They brought Ghana Commercial Bank to its knees. They actually said, deceived contractors to go for loans from banks, deceiving them that they had money in the budget when there was no money. They started large road projects without even securing any funding. Given the same period, let's say 4 years, and we have just done three, barely four, if you compare record to record, our performance is phenomenal, while their performance is ambitious. Take 8 years for the NPP. They were able to bring about what you call electricity accessibility. They took it from 43% to 54%. That's 11 years. That's in 8 long years. NDC in 3 years has taken it 18%. That's massive. Because you both have mandate to be able to develop a country. One takes 3 years to add 18%. You take 8 long years to add 11%. What is your performance? Your performance is abysmal. What is the other performance is absolutely impressive.
A Deputy Finance and Economic Planning Minister, Fifi Kwete. The Propaganda Secretary of the NDC, Richard Kwashiga, says the selection of Alhaji Bawumia as running mate to NPP's Nana Akufo-Addo adds no value to the NPP's contention in this year's elections. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kwashiga said even though Bawumia's election will gather some support for the NPP in the northern part of the country, it poses no threat to the NDC since they are already carrying the winning mantle in this year's elections. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
Well, actually means nothing to the NDC. I think that Nana Addo, who is the flag bearer of the NPP, is obviously losing the next election. And one does not see the choice or the re-nomination of Dr. Bawumia as adding anything to the NPP ticket. I must say that in the last election, Nana Addo selected Bawumia to partner him in the general election in Laos. I would think that this time round, being in government and having been able to demonstrate our capacity in bringing about remarkable development for the people to see, there will not be any turning back in retaining Atta Mills as president for the second term. But it saddens me that Baumia chose to leave a lucrative job to join a campaign that is going to bring him nothing at the end of the day. But I would say, we think that his election will only add a little salt to the political equation.
And when you say a little salt to the political equation, what actually do you mean?
Baumia can only pull along maybe a few family relations of his from the north and some few friends of his who otherwise would not have voted for the NPP if Nanado had not selected Dr. Baumia. So it was an amount of salt that he brought on board during the last contest, and he still will bring about a shave, and it will not change anything at all. I will also know clearly that the NPP is not fully comfortable with the choice of Baumia, the reason for which Akufo-Addo was compelled to postpone his choice of running mate till now.
But his final choosing by Nanado to partner him right now should mean that the party has actually come back strong and well united.
We don't find the choice of Baumia as a threat at all. Meanwhile, even if they were to choose some other candidate apart from Baumia, we do not see the value because the value is the same.
NDC Propaganda Secretary Richard Kwashiga. Still on politics, the Institute of Economic Affairs has inaugurated the 2012 Political Parties Code of Conduct Enforcement Bodies for the Ashanti and Bonafu regions. The inauguration of the two regional bodies is part of the IEA's commitment to ensure an overall peaceful and successful conduct of the 2012 election. We bring you the details.
The Code of Conduct for Political Parties 2012 sets out guidelines by which political parties and their supporters agree to be bound by a set of rules in the course of their campaigning and electioneering. It covers a broad range of matters, including abuse of incumbency, defacing of posters, biased media reporting, and campaign violence. While the code has been in existence since 2000, the absence of an enforcement mechanism to ensure adherence to the code has resulted in non-compliance of the code of conduct. In this regard, the previous code have sometimes been described as toothless bulldogs. The establishment of the enforcement bodies at the national and regional levels is therefore meant to give teeth to the 2012 code of conduct. The regional enforcement bodies are made up of political parties, executives, representatives of the Electoral Commission and the National Commission for Civic Education, the Ghana Police Services and National Catholic Secretariat. The regional enforcement body is mandated to educate the electorate and supporters of the political parties on the provisions of the Code of Conduct. The committee is expected to travel around the region to monitor the campaigns, rallies and other activities of the political parties. They are also to investigate allegations at the regional level, prepare reports, and submit them to the national enforcement body. However, after the investigations have been conducted, the regional body can recommend sanctions and submit the same to the national body. All reports will be signed by all members. Reports will be submitted at least once a month before the end of each month. The Ashanti and Bonafu regional enforcement bodies were inaugurated by the visiting senior fellow of the Institute of Economic Affairs, Brigadier General Francis Ajimfra.
A news desk report. This news comes to you from Ajugana, Accra. The major stories. Dr. Mahmoud Baumia's endorsement described as good omen for NPP. Enforcement bodies for 2012 Political Parties Code of Conduct for Ashanti and Bonafu regions inaugurated. Government reviews 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy. ECOWAS gives Malian coup leaders 72 hours to restore constitutional order or face sanctions. And the UK doubles aid to Syria's opposition groups. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Welcome back. More projects under the Millennium Development Compact are being inaugurated. The latest are a $1 million water extension project at Pong Tamale and a 110-kilometer road network in Sabalugu-Nantong District in the northern region. Inaugurating the project, the Vice President John Dramani Mahama said Ghana's enviable record in terms of good governance, the rule of law, transparency, and the protection of human rights serves as a catalyst that continues to deepen the relation between Ghana and the U.S., the sponsors of the project. Our Northern Regional Correspondent Saka Mohammed reports.
The Pontamale Water Supply System cost about $1 million, one of the four lots implemented under the Tamale Water Extension Project. This water supply system stands alone. The other lots, drawing in source of water from the Labogu River, which is 4 kilometers from the treatment plant. According to Mr. Mahama, the Millennium Challenge account intervention provided by the USA attests to Ghana's democratic credentials, and that Ghana will maintain this credential. He said water is life, and therefore the people must make all efforts to protect all water bodies in their areas. He also advised them to take good care of the facility and also pay their water bills so that they can continue to enjoy the facility for a long time. The Vice President also inaugurated a 110-kilometer road network in the Savlugu-Nanton district. The project was also executed under the Millennium Challenge account grant. The Vice President noted that good roads could facilitate development in the country. The government said the East Corridor Road, financed by the Brazilian government, have started and hope that others will follow suit. The CEO of the Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, Martin Essen Benjamin, said the roads have improved access for farming communities in the beneficial basis to major markets and will contribute to enhance income for the farmers. From Tamale, this has been Saka Mohammed reporting for Radio Ghana.
The First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu-Mills, says in spite of the improvement in the general health status of Ghanaians in recent years, there are persistent policy-related problems that need solutions. These include the increasing prevalence of non-communicable diseases, limited access to health facilities in deprived areas, and high infant and maternal mortality and morbidity from HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis. Mrs. Nadu-Mills described as unacceptable the high rate of maternal deaths in Ghana today after strenuous efforts to arrest the situation. The First Lady was addressing the first matriculation and inaugural ceremony of the St. Michael's Midwifery Training Schools at Pramsu in the Bosumtwi district of Ashanti, from where correspondent Nicholas Osewusu has filed this report.
The St. Michael's Midwifery Training School formally admitted its pioneer students of 38 in November 2010. It currently has 87 students pursuing a two-year post-basic certificate program in midwifery. In the admission criteria, preference is given to community health nurses and health assistants who have practiced for at least 3 years in remote communities. The First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu-Mills, said her campaign against maternal mortality is to ensure a collaborative effort by all stakeholders towards attainment of the Millennium Development Goal 5, which seeks to reduce significantly the current rate of maternal deaths in the country by the 2015 deadline. According to her, government's reintroduction of the certificate program in midwifery training is part of the policy framework in the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda to provide comprehensive emergency obstetric care, including blood transfusion and ambulances at the district level. Mrs. Nadu-Mills noted that other policy measures to address the problem include continued training and upgrading of skills.
Nicholas Osewusu filed that report. The government has reviewed the 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy in line with the current National Development Agenda on global environmental concerns. The Principal Planning Officer at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Tebi Ejiakun, made this known at the National Youth Conference on Biodiversity. Mr. Jaco said the policy, when approved by Parliament, is expected to improve significantly the status of the country's biodiversity.
Biodiversity refers to the different life forms on Earth. It covers 40% of the world's ecosystem, particularly the forestry. However, destructive activities such as deforestation, bush burning and hunting are causing the extinction of these resources. The planning officer at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Tabi Ejiakun, said this development should caution Ghanaians, especially the youth, to help in safeguarding the environment. He said the ministry on its part has reviewed reviewed the 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy to protect the ecosystem.
As you are all aware, forests form the bedrock of biodiversity, and therefore any human activity that destroys the forest has direct impact on the biodiversity. We need to remind ourselves and communities of the important role of forests and the many benefits that we derive from it. The Ministry has also reviewed the 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy. The implementation of this policy, when approved by Cabinet, is expected to improve significantly the status of Ghana forest biodiversity.
The Minister for Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Ayite, stated that development can take place without necessarily harming the environment. She promised that her outfit will implement the strategic plan on biodiversity to enhance the vision of living in harmony with nature.
Linda Guji found that report. A professor of law, Professor Philip Ebobuanzi Simpson, says in order to ensure sustainable development, it is necessary for government to critically look at its land tenure system, resource mobilization, as well as the legal system. This, he said, can be achieved by giving legal backing to strengthen all sectors of the economy. Professor Bonzi Simpson made these remarks during a public lecture organized by the Law School of the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA, in Accra. Najagli Agu has filed this report.
The lecture focused on law and nation building. Professor Bonzi Simpson called for the passage of an investment in lands act to prevent double ownership of lands and its related disputes. This, he said, will ensure that investors comply with the rules and regulations binding land use. He recommended that regional land allocation committees be established in all regions to see to the enforcement of the laws. Professor Bonzi Simpson said the committees should be resourced to monitor the activities of investors. This will ensure that lands are used for the purposes for which they are acquired. Touching on resource mobilization, Professor Bonzi Simpson asked that Ghana adopt a national proportional income tax of 25% to prevent tax invasion. The Dean of the GIMPA Law School, Professor Kwame Frimpong, called for the tightening of the legal system to prevent people from defaulting.
Najagulago's report. A senior citizen, KB Asante, has underscored the need for Ghanaians to revisit their cultural heritage. He said without knowledge of what they stand for as a people, it will be difficult to develop as a nation. Mr. Asante made these remarks at a remembrance gathering for an African-British musical genius, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, at the Du Bois Center in Accra. Priscilla Uswansa was there and has filed this report.
Mr. KB Asante said most people, especially the younger generation, have little or no idea of their cultural heritage. What they are familiar with is the culture of drumming and dancing, which is only an aspect of the cultural heritage. He said one way to correct this unfortunate situation is to challenge politicians and government to address such issues.
We don't seem to know and understand what our culture is. Culture is specific. It runs through our being. It makes us what we are. It should make us proud. It should make us have confidence. And culture is not only drumming and dancing, something deeper. And so we have to revisit culture. It's not you just having Institute of Chieftaincy and Cultural Affairs. We should put people in it. We should think about it and know what our culture, what role it should play in national development. Without understanding our culture, without being proud of what we are, we can never move forward. It's election time. You make them know that if they do not address some of the issues which worry you, you will not vote for them.
A high-life musician, Yedublé Ambuli, called for a change in the curriculum at all levels in the education system. He said Ghana has intellectuals who can tell the African story from their perspective. Mr. Ambuli said until this change is realized, the younger and future generations will still be torn between being Western or African. The African-British musical genius Samuel Coleridge Taylor was born on August 15, 1875, to a Sierra Leonean father and a British mother. He was a leading member of Pan-Africanism and emphasized the importance of African heritage and black cultural identity. Mr. Coleridge Taylor was also a great composer who collected African and African-American traditional songs.
That was a report by Priscilla Uswansa. Zion College is 75 years old, despite the checkered history of the school in terms of producing distinguished citizens for this country. It still lacks proper infrastructure. It is in this view that the headmaster of the school, TTK Asravo, has appealed to government to come to its rescue. He made the call in an address at the launch of the school's Diamond Jubilee in Accra. Rose Boate was at the ceremony and reports.
Zion College, ZICO, started as the new African University College in 1937. It is the first secondary school and university college in the Volta region. Zion College has and continues to produce illustrious sons and daughters as statesmen, educationists, parliamentarians, among others, but its level of growth is not encouraging. The headmaster, TTK Asravo, said for the college to gain its rightful place in the community of second cycle institutions, the school needs to be properly assisted and developed into a university status. Mr. Asravo mentioned some challenges faced by the school as lack of infrastructure, staff bungalows, kitchen and dining hall. He said the dining hall, which is meant to serve 350 students, is now used by 800 students.
The government example is the sense of educational infrastructure, especially our gatherings, our assembly halls, and the massive bungalows. We need them urgently to assist the government passionately to come and rescue this very bad condition. Some ministers requesting for classrooms, boys' dormitory, assembly hall, and all the rest, the human resources in the country. So much. I mentioned about 38 of this, and the list is so long. The stage of development for Zion College, so that things have to be corrected. The age growth and development, so easy things were sent early, having completed other schools.
Mr. Asravo said the land on which the school was built has been taken over by encroachers. He called on government to come to the aid of the school. The focus for the Diamond Jubilee is 75 years of human resource development in the service of humanity and the way forward. The celebration comes off on the 29th of September this year in Anglogan.
Rose Boateng reporting. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The rest of the news. ECOWAS has given the leaders of the coup in Mali 72 hours to relinquish power or face sanctions. The regional body said the proposed measures include closing all land borders and freezing Mali's assets. ECOWAS leaders met in Cote d'Ivoire after earlier plans for talks with the coup leaders in the Malian capital Bamako were abandoned as coup supporters occupied the airport's runway. The UK is to double its non-military aid to opponents of President Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria. Foreign Secretary William Hague told his audience, including dozens of foreign ambassadors in London, that the UK will give opposition groups extra help worth £500,000 sterling. So in the news, the main points again. A legal practitioner and lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Stephen Frimpomanso, has described the endorsement of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia as the running mate of the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, as a good decision for the party. And government has reviewed the 1994 forest and wildlife policy in line with the current national development agenda on global environmental concerns. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.